Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra began an enlightening new series titled The Determinants, Things That Determine How Far You Go in Life. Yesterday, he spoke about effort. Today, he shares two reasons why effort is important. Come along.
Now, there are three reasons why effort is important and determines what finally happens to you. Let me give you three reasons why. The first reason is because of the curse God placed on man. When God created man originally, man didn't need to put in effort to be anything special. He was already blessed. In Genesis 2 verse 15, the Bible says, "And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat." Those were the days when chicken was free. Hamburger was free. Those were the days. You didn't need to put in any effort. You are just there, you are just eating. "Thou mayest freely eat." This man had free accommodation. He lived in a beautiful garden. He didn't even be in the building. He said, "And the Lord God took the man and put him." Accommodation was free. It's not like now. Free. No rent advance. No monthly rent. Free. Adam. He was enjoying. Even his wife. He didn't have to go and propose to the wife. They brought the wife as a gift. No proposal. But nowadays, the modern day girls, you're putting effort. You take them to a restaurant. You take them to the beach. You write emails. You send them candles. You send them flowers. You do so many things. But not in those days. No effort. But when Adam sinned, then a curse came on the earth. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, the Bible talks about the curse. God said, "Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, curse is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of your life." In other words, now you will struggle to have results. You will struggle when it comes to accommodation. You will struggle when it comes to everything. You have to put in effort. Next verse. "Thorns and thistles shall it also bring forth unto thee." He said the ground will be so hard that instead of bringing forth fruit naturally, now it will bring forth weeds. Sometimes I ask myself, why don't we, when we are traveling, why don't we see mango trees growing naturally, pears growing naturally, but when you are traveling, just bushes growing naturally? It's because of this curse. Then he said, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread." God said, because of the general curse on the earth, he said, now sweat, toil, and effort will determine what happens to you, till thou return unto the ground. 19, he said, "For out of it thou wast taken, dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return." So whether you are a born-again Christian, you are the Pope, you are a cardinal, you are a singer, you are the most powerful prayer warrior, there is a rule. And the rule states that in sweat, you will do everything. God put that rule there. That is why you cannot hide under the cover of Christianity and be a lazy man. Because sometimes people hide behind prayer meetings to cover their laziness. They hide behind all night to cover their laziness. It has become a camouflage. But you cannot be exempt, because God placed a curse on the earth. Whether you are called Abraham or you are called Isaac or you are called Jacob, you still will have to put in physical, mental, emotional effort before you can get where you want to get to. So effort determines what finally happens. Then the next reason is because of a law. A law. Like we have the law of gravity. The law of gravity works on earth. When you go to space, some of the planets, that law does not work. As soon as you go to space, you begin to just float. So the law of gravity, there is some kind of force that pulls us down to stay on the earth. That's why we are not floating around. So laws are universal. So there is another law, and that's the next reason. And this is called the law of sowing and reaping. It's as powerful as the law of gravity. Sowing and reaping. In other words, what you sow determines what you reap largely. In Psalm 126 verse 5, the Bible says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. That's the law of sowing and reaping. Largely speaking, most of the time, you reap what you have sown. As I am standing here preaching, I am reaping what I have been sowing for close to 30 years. I have been sowing into the ministry, preaching, learning about God, following people, starting a church, moving, so many things. And so as I'm standing here, I am not standing here by luck. I am standing here by the law of sowing and reaping. I have sowed something and I am reaping it. The law of sowing and reaping. John 12, 24, Jesus said, except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But when it dies, it brings forth much fruit. And the word is except, which means that nobody can escape the law of sowing and reaping. There are no exceptions. Your age does not exempt you. Your circumstance does not exempt you. In other words, you cannot go to a field and say, you know, I'm a poor man. I don't have any corn to sow. So this harvest, consider me. Consider me. You know, I'm a poor man. No. Unless you plant the corn, you are not going to reap any maize. And there is no exception for the poor man, the tall man, the farmer, the engineer, a child, a baby, your race. There's no exception. The law always operates. The second reason I put in the effort is the law of sowing and reaping. There are people sometimes, they want to reap where they have not sown. How is that possible? Somebody can come and work for you and wants to be like you, although he just joined your firm or your company or your business 2 years ago. But you have been in the business for the past 35 years. And when the person sees you driving some beautiful car, he is disgruntled, begins to grumble and say, look at my pay. You are driving that nice car. Do you know how many years it has taken to drive that nice car? 35 years. You came there 2 years ago. You are supposed to be on an Okada. You are at the right place. So if you don't understand the law of sowing and reaping, you may be trying to claim something you don't qualify for. So this law says that effort is very important because there's this law. Galatians 6, 7, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, generally speaking, that shall he reap. It is mostly true. It's not true all the time, but mostly it is true. That difference between a promise and a proverb. A promise means that God says, if you do this, I will do that. But a proverb is a wise saying, which is generally true, but sometimes it's not true. So don't confuse a promise with a proverb. So the law of sowing and reaping. You want to be a spiritual person and know God? You must sow. You must sow into prayer. Yes. There was a time in my life I did all night for 3 years, every day. Every day, all night, for 3 years, without fail. Let's say on a Friday, no. Every day, Monday to Sunday, like that, for 3 years. It's the law of sowing and reaping. So when I said I saw Jesus, he came to talk to me. He said, when am I going to see him? You won't see him today. Because what have you sown? What have you sown? That's the question. He who soweth to the flesh shall reap corruption. And who he who sows to the spirit shall reap everlasting life. So effort, it determines a lot of things. First, because of the curse. Second, because of the law of sowing and reaping. Very important law. If you have children, you don't take care of them. When you grow, you may reap something you don't like. You'll be calling them. Can you come and visit me? He said, I don't know you from anywhere. The law of sowing and reaping.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that effort determines how far you go in life because of the curse placed on Adam and because of the law of sowing and reaping. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins.
Today I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Dear Prophet, I was at your recent convention. At one time during the prayer session, I felt a sudden rush of energy. And then I began to shake. And then I started to cry. I did not really understand why. But then I started to pray harder for the Lord to better my vision. Because Jesus came to the earth and never wore glasses. If that is the case, I aspire to follow his footsteps. So why should I then wear glasses? Prophet, I was hoping that I will regain my eyesight. Now, when I started to shake that night, tears also started streaming from my eyes. Then suddenly, in the middle of the shaking, at one point, I suddenly discovered that I could see everything clearly, even the words on the project from the projector. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. I was astonished, elated, and overjoyed with the work of the Lord, because God had granted me grace to see again and to see how amazing the world is. I thank the Lord for sending you to change my eyesight, and I hope to get closer and closer to him. God bless you. Praise be to Jesus. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabedin on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabedin AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabedin. It's that simple. Kakabedin AirPower app. On the go with a word. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakrabading titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557 009 010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabedin.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabedin.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.